Then, I press one. Ken?
Just yesterday, GISB published the exposure draft of annual improvement 2012 and 2014 cycle. And in that annual improvement, GISB proposed to amend IHRS 7 to clarify how the disclosure requirements in IHRS 7 should be applied to servicing contracts. And that proposed improvement includes a consequential amendment to IFRS 1, which would add a short-term exemption to Appendix E of IFRS 1. And developing the short-term exemption prompted us to review other short-term exemptions that have existed over the last 4 years. Those short-term exemptions are intended to be available only for a limited time period. And so in this meeting, we direct the ISB to consider whether the existing short-term exemptions as well as the proposed short-term exemptions should be deleted, and if so, when those exemptions should be deleted. And on page 9 and 10 of this agenda paper, there's a table that summarizes the period to which those short-term exemptions are applicable and our proposal for each short-term exemption. Please note that in this agenda paper, we assume that the annual improvement 2013-2015 cycle will be effective for annual periods beginning on after 1st July 2016. And looking at the table, we propose that the short-term exemptions in paragraph E1 and E2 should be addressed in the IFRS 9 project. The staff of IFRS 9 projects plan to bring this issue as part of the assessment on the transition requirements of the new IFRS 9. And for the exemptions in paragraph E3, E4, E5, E6, and E7, we propose to delete them with being effective for annual periods beginning on after 1st July 2016, because we expect that those exemptions will have served their purposes when the annual improvement 2013-2015 cycle becomes effective. And for the exemptions in paragraph E4A, which was proposed in the exposure draft of the annual improvement 2012-2014 cycle, we think that the ISB should propose to delete it with being effective for annual periods beginning on after 1st January 2017 for the same reason. So this table states effective 1st January 2018, but this is an error. It should be 1st January 2017. Please let me correct this effective date in this box only. And our questions for the board are on page 11 on this agenda paper. Does the ISB agree with the staff recommendation to amend IFRS 1? And if so, does the ISB agree with the proposed wording of the amendment in Appendix C of this agenda paper?
Mary?
When you were talking about the table just now, you said you just wanted to make a change to what's in the paper about E4A. Is that correct? What period did you want it?
Effective from 1st January 2017.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about that because, well, generally I support the idea. It strikes me that some entities that are first-time adopters might be required to present 2 years of comparative information rather than 1 year of comparative information. And if so, I think we should bear that in. I'm not aware of any jurisdictions that require more than 2 years of comparative information. But I think if there's relief that applies, we should not remove things until the prospect of the second comparative year is gone, even though for IFRS purposes we only require one year. We don't prohibit that back year. And looking through the paper, it was the E4A that was the one that felt like it might be a year too early, because if you are preparing 17 financial statements and you have 2 years of comparatives of 16 and 15, I didn't know if we might be getting rid of the relief for the comparatives too early. So agree with the philosophy, agree with what you've done, but just ask you to think about the second year of comparative when figuring out what the date is that you take things out.
Do we agree with the staff's recommendation, including Mary's suggestion? Yes? Thank you.